Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 37.
Day number 37, our fellow Americans abandoned, trapped behind enemy lines, hundreds of them. We don't have an exact number, day 37. We don't have an exact number of people with green cards. We don't have an exact number of Afghan allies that have been murdered and those that are being hunted down either. And there's no hope, and there's nobody in Washington, seemingly in the Biden administration, awake enough to even talk about it, because Joe had a very, very busy weekend. He was out riding his tricycle. That's what I wore. What do you mean bicycle? I read thought it was a tricycle. Isn't that what he rides? I don't know. He was out riding, I don't know, with training wheels, whatever he's doing. He certainly wasn't actively involved in trying to get our fellow Americans home. When did you ever think we'd abandon our fellow Americans behind enemy lines? When did you ever? I still cannot wrap my mind around this. Well, Hannity, you're the only one talking about it. I'm not stopping talking about it. Yes, we'll talk about other things, but I'm not going to forget our fellow Americans that he abandoned behind enemy lines. I want every American home, and it's not political. Well, what do you mean, Hannity? If everyone trapped behind enemy lines hates Sean Hannity, I don't care. They want to come back and fight to get me kicked off the air, because there are people that get paid to monitor this show every second, every minute, every hour of every day, and there are a bunch of losers in their basement, in their underwear, you know, doing their thing, monitoring everything we say. I want them home, even if it's because they hate me. I don't care. I want you home. I want you home safely. I want every American home safely. I'll tell you, this is unbelievable to me. Even Chucky Todd, Biden has major credibility issues. He has a lot of work to do. Oh, okay. A credibility crisis on his hands with all these problems. Afghanistan's withdrawal wasn't going to be messy. Chucky, it didn't have to be messy. That's the point. We saw the Taliban on the march. Joe could have used drone strikes to push them back. He could have bought more time. He could have certainly evacuated Americans as the Taliban was moving from the south all the way up through the north. And they got 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50% of the country. And then next thing you know is, oh, the deadline is coming. I've done nothing to push them back. Now I'm stuck. Now what am I going to do? I'm sticking to my deadline. Well, you're going to stay until every American gets out? Yes, he tells George Stephanopoulos. Well, you could take those words to the bank. Well, if you're stuck behind enemy lines, there was a woman that called into Fox News that broke my heart. She's trapped. You know, you heard from Ronnie Jackson on this program last week. There are on the ground right now in Afghanistan, and this is as far as I'm going with this, heroically retired Navy SEALs, retired Special Ops Forces that are trying to rescue Americans that Joe abandoned. We were successful in the case of this woman from Ronnie Jackson's district and her three kids. There are other stories of heroism you will hear about. How do I know? Because I know. That's my job to know. And when we can talk about it safely, we will talk about it. But, you know, the Taliban has now closed Afghan's Ministry for Women's Affairs. Oh, I thought it was just a week and a half ago. Somebody, I think it was Miranda Devine referring to Tony Blinken as Baghdad Bob. I mean, somebody did, because he's the biggest. Well, we don't see enough inclusiveness of women in the new administration. Okay. Women are already now, young girls are thrown out of school. We have all these reports that young women are being raped by Afghan Taliban fighters, the new Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan, that young girls are being ripped away from mommy and daddy and being forced to marry Taliban fighters. Their life is now over as they knew it and as it could have been and as it could have been prevented. Well, now they've closed the Afghan Ministry for Women's Affairs. What about the professional and business-like Taliban that they've been lecturing us about and the people that they put their faith, hope, and trust in to get the rest of these Americans that they abandoned out? Because when chartered planes went in, it was Tony Blinken and Joe Biden that said, no, you can't fly them to America. In other words, we had Americans on the plane, and they said, no, you cannot make America your destination. I couldn't believe it. And if you get a third party country to accept Americans that are trying to fly out on these chartered planes that Americans generously paid for, and they need our permission. They'll agree to let you land, but they need the State Department's permission. It will not be forthcoming. Same State Department. Yeah, you might want to try to make your way to the airport, but we can't guarantee your safety. The same State Department said, you better not go today. It's a bad day. Saturday before the last day, Tuesday, which ended up being the last day, Monday. If you're at the airport, you're going to leave now. Oh, and by the way, we took out an ISIS fighter that was about to go after Karzai International Airport. Yeah, that turned out to be an aid worker and seven innocent children that Biden murdered. It's unbelievable. I mean, you can't make it that bad. And then Mark Milley defending the righteous drone strike at the time. Oh, Mark Milley, the guy that is tipping off China because he made the determination on his sole determination. Remember the outrage over Al Haig after Ronald Reagan was shot? Well, I'm in control here. Okay, it was a moment. I knew Al Haig. I interviewed Al Haig. He's since passed away. Al Haig was not really trying to take control. He's trying to say in the continuity of government continues, even though we now know the president of the United States at that time, Ronald Reagan, had been shot. Pretty scary moment for the country. This, of course, is self-induced. And this is Mark Milley deciding on his own, getting, you know, pledges, oath pledges from other military people that do need to be investigated and deposed. He should be on administrative leave by now. But Joe Biden has full faith in him. Now, they kill an aid worker and kids, and this is Milley still defending this thing.
Were there others killed? Yes, there are others killed. Who they are, we don't know. We'll try to sort through all that. But we believe that the procedures at this point, I don't want to influence the outcome of an investigation, but at this point, we think that the procedures were correctly followed, and it was a righteous strike.
Righteous strike. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Amnesty International. Occasionally, they do some good work. They have now come out and they're describing the situation accurately because our reports confirm it, that Taliban fighters are massacring people left and right. In this case, nine men after taking control of Ghazni province. I probably said it wrong. On the ground, researchers spoke to eyewitnesses who gave harrowing accounts of the killings, which took place between July 4th and 6th. In a village in one of their districts, and six of the men were shot. This is happening now every day. We told you about 9 and 10-year-olds being murdered. We're showing you videos of women being beaten while Tony Blinken is lecturing them on inclusiveness. And now, of course, the Taliban closed their Ministry for Women's Affairs. Gee, Tony, what are you going to do with the professional and business like Taliban that you have so much faith, hope, and trust in? By the way, even Obama's Joint Chiefs chair says Biden officials, they need to be held accountable for this botched drone strike. And that's Mike Mullen, former Obama Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, said there needs to be accountability for the bungled drone strike. Now, something was off right away anyway. I knew it because they wouldn't give us the name of the person they killed. Now, if you're going to kill somebody, Donald Trump knew he was shooting at Soleimani. He knew he was aiming at al-Baghdadi and associates. He knew he was aiming at the al-Qaeda leader in Yemen. He knew that he was fighting the caliphate in Iraq and Syria, and he decimated all of them. Mike Pompeo blasting Biden for this botched drone strike on innocent civilians. Another example, he says, they were in a rush. They were in a hurry. You could see the political pressure. And if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation was the arbitrary political deadline that Biden set. The one thing that they won't do is release the phone calls of Donald Trump and the head of the Taliban when Trump warned them, I will obliterate you. I am told that that Donald Trump was brutal repeatedly in these calls. Let's release those transcripts. Unbelievable. Oh, and Bernie Sanders, the drone strike that killed Afghan children is unacceptable. Okay, that's really, really going to go far, Bernie. You know, unacceptable. Well, Pompeo, yeah, under political pressure, you think? This was political pressure of their own doing. The only political pressure is they're the ones. Well, we inherited a deadline, but not a plan. Your deadline you inherited was May. You changed it to August, the fighting season. The plan was to keep Bagram Air Base. The plan was to obliterate the Taliban if they didn't keep their end of the bargain. And taking over 20, 30, 40, 50% of the country was not their end of the bargain. Nobody knows who's calling the shots, I can tell you this, in this administration. No, I don't know who the puppeteers are, because it certainly ain't Biden. You can't convince me. General Kellogg, U.S. Army, retired, and holding people accountable is like, yeah, they fired it because they wanted to have some type of kill to show after 13 Americans were killed. Oh, so now we're going to kill innocent children. None of these people are wrong. Mike Waltz saying his over-the-horizon counterterrorism approach about this. I've been saying this for months. You may, as we call it, over-the-rainbow counterterrorism. I mean, he's not trying to be funny because it's pie-in-the-sky crap. You know, the United States, this woman calling Fox News, an American citizen abandoned by Joe Biden, calling into Fox and emotionally describing her plight. Her name is Julie, phoned into Dana Perino. I'm not doing anything, sobbing. They broke me. The United States broke me. I'm a U.S. citizen. Everything changed. I'm dying. The State Department, I called them so many times. I emailed them. They just take the phone and say, I'm sorry, we can't do anything for you. Or my favorite is, yeah, you might want to go to a State Department location in another country. You dumbasses, they can't get to another country. That's the point. You left them there. How hard is this to figure out? She said 18 of the women's family members were killed at Karzai International Airport. 169 Afghan citizens, 13 U.S. Brave Service members, our national treasure, dead. Unbelievable. And you want me to not talk about it like the rest of the media? No, I'm talking about it. I'm not going to stop talking about it. Because everybody needs to know and hear about it. Somebody needs to talk about it. Fox News poll, 9 in 10 say the Taliban control of Afghanistan poses a threat to the U.S. You think? Yeah, who is the 1 out of 10 that don't think that? Oh, it was Claudia Tenney who slammed Blinken for acting like Baghdad Bob. It's, you know, he's one of the dumbest human beings I think I've ever heard in my life. Jake Sullivan's no better. Billy's no better. I mean, it's a disaster. Secondary schools, oh, look at this article, in Afghanistan open without female students or female teachers. I told you so. I wish I was wrong, but I told you this was going to happen. Next, women won't be allowed to go to work. Women will be told how to dress, and they won't be allowed outside their homes without a male relative. That's all coming. Preview of coming attractions. All right, as we roll along, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. By the way, we have the former Assistant Secretary of the Army under President Trump now accusing top military officials, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, and Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, General James McConville, of engaging in, quote, a pattern of behavior that overstepped their authority and undermined potential commands from President Trump. In an interview, he said that as a former Secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserves Units under Trump, he accused the high-ranking military officials of making statements that insinuated they themselves were calling the shots. These kind of behaviors and the willingness for military leaders to exceed their authorities and ignore authorities of civilian officials appointed over them positions under the Constitution and the laws of the country was not something that came to them on January the 8th. It was something that they had done for a while. And he said there were stunning instances in which he saw firsthand high-ranking military officials exceed the chain of command and their authority. It was around the riots, General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs. In other words, these revelations in Woodward's book and Robert Costa's book that Milley made phone calls to Chinese officials in fear that Trump would create conflict with the nation. Oh, we'll tell you about any planned attack. Let me tell you, he doesn't have the ability to do that. End of sentence. It's not something that's even up for debate. Unbelievable. By the way, there now is a food problem for the many Americans we abandoned behind enemy lines in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. Darrell Issa has helped more Americans evacuate Afghanistan, and he's been leading point, him and a number of other people. And according to one member of a San Diego congressional delegation, in a pair of news releases, he said that this week, a couple in their 80s and a pregnant woman were able to finally leave the country with the assistance of his staff. No thanks to Blinken or Biden or anybody in the administration. ISIS suicide bomber who murdered 13 U.S. troops, guess what, was freed from Bagram prison after Biden withdrew. So in other words, the guy that killed our fellow American, what do you think they're going to do in the end here? We already see what they're doing to members. They're hunting down all our Afghan allies and killing them. They're now restricting the rights of all women. What do you think's coming next? Do I have to spell it out for you? It won't be pretty. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I have really sad news. I've been following this closely. We've been discussing it both on radio and TV. It looks like this body found of Gabby Petito, it looks like, according to the Northport Police Department announcing that a team of more than 50 people searched a nearby reserve for any clues, disappearance. Now, this guy, Brian Landrieu, the boyfriend who drove home in Gabby's van, now he's been missing. The guy that's named a person of interest in this case. This as a result. Now, I know an autopsy is going to be conducted this week on the remains we believe to be Gabby Petito in this case. I interviewed the mom and dad and stepmom and stepdad. I just feel horrible for these people. Just horrible. Just a tragedy. Why this guy was allowed to remain silent. Maybe there's probably nothing that could have been done at that point. Can't imagine why he would leave otherwise. Why not pick up a phone and say, you know, we just had a fight. Can you go get your daughter? She's here. This is the location where she's at. Anyway, the body believed to be that of Gabby found at a camping area in Wyoming, in one of the national forests. And her boyfriend traveling with her in the car has vanished at this point. Now the subject of an intensive search. It's just so sad on every level. Prayers are with this family. How do you recover from that? I don't have an answer. If you have children, you understand. If you have kids, you get it. When I think of the hell I put my own parents through, and I'm like, what an idiot I was. Should never have done it. It should have been better. I mean, being a parent, you know, you think, by the way, at some point you stop worrying about your kids. No, you don't ever stop worrying about them. I don't care how old they get. And, you know, you got to be a lifelong parent. That's it. But, you know, the good news is that when they get older, I have found, you know, all of a sudden the messages start kicking in. And lo and behold, all those lectures didn't go as unlistened to as you might think at the time. And I just can't wait for the moment. I hope I'm alive for it. When one day they have their kids and they're going to catch themselves and they're going to say, oh my gosh, I sound just like my father. Who might never shut up. I said, I can't believe I just said that. Came flying out of my mouth. Just like, cause I know I did that with my parents. Exact same things they said to me. You know, it has the little Hannity variation in it. Might have used a few more cuss words than they did. I know, I shouldn't admit it. So Biden was out this weekend. He was out. We have video of Joe riding his tricycle. Is that a tricycle? What kind of bike is that? Oh, okay. You're calling it a mountain bike. Looked like a tricycle. I'm joking. Nobody has a sense of humor. But what's not funny is he's coming back to the Pentagon admitting that their drone strike that they said killed ISIS. No, it actually killed aid workers and civilian children. We see that the FDA that has now rejected what Joe said we needed. Dr. Joe said we needed booster shots for the general public. Well, his own FDA rejected them. Now, by the way, Pfizer just came out today and said that the vaccine is safe for 5 to 11 years old. 11-year-olds. That Joe said he supports that too, Dr. Joe. Then we have France has recalled their ambassador after this deal with Australia on a submarine. Milley's still under fire. He should be on administrative leave for everything we just talked about in the last half hour. For China calls about a possible strike and, you know, coordinating and with fellow military members breaking the chain of command in this country. and ostensibly getting loyalty oaths from military leaders. We need to hear from them sooner than later. And apparently scheming on some level with Nancy Pelosi. Need to find out her direct role in all of this. We now see that Blinken now is, you know, pulling back his support for Hong Kong. I've been saying this is coming for a while. Is that now a preview of coming attractions with the, quote, reunification, as China calls it, with Taiwan? In other words, that America is going to abandon its ally and let the communist Chinese do whatever they want? The border crisis is exploding. The COVID crisis is exploding. Now we have Biden and the administration saying, no, you know what? We're going to limit the amount of monoclonal antibodies available to states that have hot spots because it's worked so efficiently for governors like Ron DeSantis. We're going to get into this in great detail in the course of the show today, because we now have Fortune.com had an article out showing the analysis that Ron DeSantis, since he put these monoclonal antibody centers up all throughout Florida, why did he do it? He did it because, number one, he was the only governor to first, remember, they have the highest, one of the highest elderly populations in the country, the most vulnerable population for COVID. And he took every state agency and all their resources and from day one used all of those resources on protecting the elderly that live in Florida. And he did it very successfully and still kept the state open and didn't destroy every business in the process. And he got, you know, at differing times, he got hammered for it all. And now the Biden administration has said they're going to cut back and they're going to control the share of monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron and Eli Lilly. And it turns out that while Joe Biden's COVID casualty count keeps getting worse and we have 300 times more cases than we did at this time last year, well, Ron DeSantis's actions have made more progress defeating COVID than any other state in the country. Fortune points out Florida saw a decrease of about 47% in new COVID cases in the past 2 weeks, the largest drop in the United States. By the way, timed perfectly with his use of monoclonal antibodies. And COVID-related deaths have been falling steadily in Florida since the state experienced a tough month. Remember, probably you're going to see hotspots now emerging in these colder weather states. Stand by. You got the Delta variant. You got the Lambda variant. You got the Mu variant and whatever variants behind those variants. Anyway, Florida has been had seen an uptick in vaccinations, but more importantly, the use of monoclonal antibodies. As of Thursday, 64% of people 12 and older eligible to be fully vaccinated. 75% had gotten at least one dose, according to the New York Times. I mean, it's, and then everybody's like saying, well, what about people that have medical exemptions? We'll get into more of this later. Or what about people that have religious exemptions? Oh, well, fake news, CNN, they have experts saying that people are using religion as an excuse. Really? Am I the only one left that believes in medical privacy, that believes in the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? You know, simple principles. By the way, there was a story in the Epic Times, some of them will die. That's the headline. Alabama hit hard by monoclonal antibody rationing. Now that Joe Biden's government now is rationing the monoclonal antibody treatments, that's for people that have breakthrough cases and people that didn't get vaccinated. It works on both of them. I have friends of mine, you know, they two were unvaccinated, 74, 68. And within 24 hours, I got them on the phone with a doctor. They went to Emory University Hospital, 74, 68, unvaccinated. They got the Regeneron infusion and they're fine. One of my best friends, you know who I'm talking about, not only got a breakthrough case, he was fully vaccinated. He shows up positive. He sends his family down to Florida. Within 24 hours, got the infusion of monoclonal antibodies. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying check with your doctor. And sure enough, he had the best 10 days of his life because he fished every freaking day. And every day he's showing me this striped bass and that striped bass. I'm like, you know, striped bass, you're being an ass by telling me how great you're doing and enjoying your vacation for 10 days. The best 10 days of his life, and thank God he's healthy. I couldn't believe people going after Joe Rogan the way they did. You know what, Joe? I don't know Joe Rogan. I know I share a passion with MMA that he has, and I've watched his podcast. He's very good. It's a different type of show. It's a long form interview. Okay, different than what we do, but he's very good at it. He gets some really great guests. I actually was interested in his Miley Cyrus interview. Pretty interesting. She's actually a really interesting young woman. You know, and you get to listen to people that maybe you don't we don't normally, you know, have the opportunity to speak to them, and I enjoyed it. I'm just glad he's better. And if you're a liberal that gets this, I want you to get better. It's not political. I believe in life. If you're held hostage in Afghanistan, I want you home. I don't know. We don't have a political litmus test. If you're a radical new Green Deal socialist, I still want you home. I hope you don't vote, but I want you home. I'm kidding. You know, but Ron DeSantis was right. Now Fauci's backtracking. It looks like they're setting the stage now for vaccinations for kids 5 through 11 with this Pfizer announcement today. I'm glad I don't have young kids. I know for some parents this is going to become a problem. I'm getting anecdotal information about a lot of people in the military. John Solomon's working on a big story when he does, saying, no, we're not doing it. And it's become a problem. And when we get that story, we'll bring it to you like we bring everything. You know, think of what Joe Biden, he goes on his tricycle ride and comes back. The Pentagon has to admit their drone strike killed humanitarian assistance and civilians and children. Their own FDA reject their own booster shot that they said we needed. France has recalled their ambassador after the submarine deal. Milley under fire for all that he's done, but he gets the pass by Joe. Blinken scales back his support of Hong Kong, which is a preview of coming attractions on Taiwan, in my view. We have the border crisis now exploding. Wait till you see the video we have tonight. Now they can't get, with Democratic infighting, they can't get their massive new Green Deal agenda sorted out. Even Obama, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, we've got to get control of our borders, he said. All weekend long, we heard more F. Joe Biden chants at college football games out all around the country. University of Kentucky, Tennessee, Wyoming, Coastal Carolina, Virginia Tech, Auburn, Texas A&M. Even at the Bears LA Rams game last weekend. I mean, it's an unbelievable. And he's riding a bicycle. He's out riding his bike. You doing anything to bring home our hostages in Afghanistan? 56% of Americans disapprove of the country under of Joe Biden's direction of that he's taken the country. Fox News poll, voters think the country is less united under Biden. Yeah, the Mr. Uniter that he is. This entire agenda of his is in limbo. You know, he says one ridiculous thing after another. You know, we've set a goal that by 2025, our power sector will be free of carbon. Like, okay, this guy is just out of it. And then it raises the question, who's really running the show? You know, we have more people hiding out, scared to death. This is what happens when the media protects a presidential candidate and lets him hide in the basement. Joe Manchin is privately telling people that this massive $3.5 trillion on top of the other, you know, monies that they spent, $1.5 trillion, that, you know what, it needs to be paused right now. It's too much money. So that's it. Cinema apparently issues an ultimatum to Biden, a tough message at a private meeting Wednesday if the House delays their scheduled September 27th vote on the infrastructure plan, or if it fails, she will not be backing a reconciliation bill. I hope she sticks to it. We'll see. Time will tell. You know, world shares, I see Wall Street is on the dive today. It's been very skittish for a lot of different reasons. Most Americans are concerned, rightly so, about inflation. You know why? Because you see inflation everywhere. The cost of filling your tank, heating, cooling your home, and everything you buy. Now, I do my own shopping every week. Anecdotally, I can tell you right now, meat prices are much higher. a pound of Oscar Mayer thick cut bacon is about $2.50 more than it was. A gallon of gasoline is $1.50 more than I was paying. Well, Hannity, you can afford it. Shut up. I'm just making the point. I can afford it, but I don't like to have to pay more, especially when we can have American jobs and American energy independence and not give a damn about what OPEC produces or doesn't produce, or the Straits of Hormuz. Now we have to worry about that again because of Joe Biden. This unmitigated disaster, the Senate parliamentarian, thankfully, ruled against the Democrats' attempt to put amnesty in the reconciliation bill. Do you know how disastrous that is? So now all of this now, and Biden realizes, remember they kept saying, well, there's no crisis at the border. There's a crisis at the border. It's not stopped. Nearly 2 million illegal immigrants this year were setting a record. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.